Proclamation number 6123 of 30th of November, 1954. God knows all. Truth and appearance. Mask of the adversary. I truly do not judge according to outward appearances, and I am not deceived by what the mouth utters. I see the thoughts, the human being's will, and this alone I evaluate. I work according to this will and carry out my work of education on the human being. You can certainly deceive your fellow human beings, but never me, who knows the most secret thoughts in your hearts. You must know that I am the eternal truth myself, and therefore every untruth, every hidden thought, is an abomination to me, and that I only have an open ear for your needs if you come to me without falsehood, if you completely divest yourselves of the appearance which you want to let shine towards your fellow human beings. I only listen to those who come to me in truth and humility, but I do not respect the insincere. For he does not believe in me as a righteous and true being which must be averse to all false appearances, otherwise it would be imperfect. But my adversary often hides behind a mask, and you are his followers if you do not apply yourselves to the innermost truth, if you do not remove everything from your heart which you try to conceal. My adversary is an enemy of truth. But his cunning is to present himself as he is not but should be. For the false man will always borrow a dress. He knows well what he lacks, and so he pretends to possess it. And thus he also betrays himself and can never say he does not know about my will. But the pretense is of no use to him, because he will be recognized by me down to the bottom. And he will only be regarded by me when he goes into himself and reveals all his faults to me, when he throws off all coverings which were meant to conceal his nature and thinking from me. When he comes to me and speaks as he is and thinks, only then can he expect that I will listen to him and take care of his need. For I want you humans to call to me in spirit and in truth. Only then can I be present to you, determined by your call to do so. And only then will you be able to experience my love and mercy, which I bestow upon everyone who comes to me humbly and in full trust. Who now, by revealing himself, also reveals that he wants to flee from my adversary and turn to me. And who can now also expect my help in his adversity. Amen.